The State Reception Room and Frescoes by Giovanni Domenico Ferretti. You are in the State Reception Room, the result of the renovation carried out by the Attavanti. Note the sumptuous stucco decorations, with Putti riding the Eagle of Victory and the Attavanti and Ricasoli coats of arms. At the top, you can see the busts of Roman emperors sculpted by Paolo Monaccorti. The paintings were made by the three artists, Giuseppe Moriani, Pietro Santi Bambocci, and Giovanni Domenico Ferretti. The first two painted the smaller frescoes, while Ferretti painted the ceiling and two large lateral frescoes. The works by Bambocci and Moriani portray two mothers with their children. In one is Venus and Eros, captured in a moment of intimacy between mother and son. And in the other hand, we recognize Diana as a child, with her twin brother Apollo and mother Leto. Note how imposing and strong the figure of Leto is. This was Ferretti's first major commission. He began working on the ceiling in 1714, creating an image laden with figures and symbols. The iconography shows a faunal figure representing the man-animal who looks towards the elderly man, who symbolizes wisdom and good advice. The message is that man must evolve towards wisdom through the virtues personified by the female figures surrounding the group. On the lower right, a cupid destroys his weapons, indicating that there must be no war. On the wall, Ferretti illustrates two well-known myths. One is Bacchus and Ariadne, and the other, Diana punishing Ecteon. In the first, Ariadne is abandoned by Theseus on the island of Knossos after fleeing the labyrinth. She meets Bacchus, and the hope of new love is born. On the opposite side is a portrayal of the exaggerated punishment inflicted by the goddess on Ecteon for having seen her naked. The hunter is turned into a deer and will be torn to pieces by his own dogs.